You are listening to WRCL 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Ahead of next week's UN General Assembly, President Biden hosting three leaders from India, Japan, and Australia. The Quad Summit taking place in Biden's home state of Delaware.
Fellow leaders, welcome to Delaware. Welcome to Claymont, Delaware. It used to be a steel town here years ago.
The president announcing that the four countries have agreed to hold the first joint Coast Guard exercises. Powerful strikes in Lebanon today. Israel's military says it struck several hundred Hezbollah targets. Increasing escalations in the north come as Israelis protested in Tel Aviv. Continuing demands for their government to finalize a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. At a rally in Wilmington, North Carolina today, Donald Trump says it's too late for another debate with Kamala Harris. That after the vice president accepted a CNN debate invitation for a second debate in October. Early in-person voting began yesterday in Minnesota, South Dakota, and Virginia. And it's the full last day of summer. This is In Germany, Oktoberfest officially kicked off today, the mayor of Munich tapping the first beer keg. Security this year stepped up in the wake of the August 9th attack northwest of Munich. Oscar Murphy came from Australia to dive into the local traditions.
Lots of beer, lots of pretzels, German sausage, lots of fun. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
In San Francisco, they're kicking off its own Oktoberfest and pulling off a huge victory for bars and restaurants. A new state law makes it possible for patrons to carry alcoholic drinks onto the sidewalk or in the street of a designated entertainment zone. Ben Blyman is the owner of Harrington's Bar and Grill in San Francisco.
I had to hire ringers to come in from my old businesses and people, friends of friends, to come in because we don't even have enough staff.
Oktoberfest is the first entertainment zone event in California. It comes as San Francisco has been struggling with businesses leaving due to a rise in crime. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. There is a severe thunderstorm warning out for southwestern Vernon County and northern Crawford County until 5:45 this evening. Look for scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, low 59, a 50% chance of light rain in the morning tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cooler, high 68, and decreasing clouds and cool tomorrow night with a low of 45. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at 4 miles per hour, and there has been storms around the area. We had several warnings throughout the afternoon, and we did receive a trace of rain here at the WRCO studios, and our current temperature is right now is 70 degrees.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Today is Saturday, September 21st. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Phil Nee, I'm Tim Thede. Senator Tammy Baldwin made a campaign stop in Richland Center today. With only 45 days to go before the election, every day is important.
There is a lot of energy and excitement, and I think people really do understand the stakes in this election. It's up to all of us to traverse the state, as I said earlier, not just blue counties, but purple counties, red counties. Meet people where they are, listen, and show the clear contrast between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, and Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hufte.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro was on the campaign trail with Baldwin. He says the election will likely come down to three states.
My beloved Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, along with Michigan and Wisconsin, and anything I can do to amplify the importance of the stakes of this election, especially in those three states, I think is really important. In addition to that, we know that as the Senate races go in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania with Bob Casey, a great senator who we need to return to the U.S. Senate. That's going to have a lot to do with whether we can pass an agenda that restores a woman's right to choose, that protects our fundamental freedoms. So I think it's really important that we all work together. Governor Evers, Governor Whitmer, and myself have talked a lot about our role in this election. We plan to get on a bus together next month and traverse through these three states again. And it's really, really important that folks here in Wisconsin understand the real power that they have in this coming election.
Baldwin and Shapiro spoke today at the Democratic headquarters in Richland Center. Election officials in Wisconsin are asking the state's liberal-controlled Supreme Court to decide whether independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name should stay on the presidential ballot without waiting for an appellate ruling. Kennedy suspended his campaign in August and endorsed former President Donald Trump. He's been trying to get his name off ballots in key battleground states like Wisconsin. A Dane County judge ruled Monday that state law mandates candidates must remain on the ballot unless they die. Kennedy has filed an appeal, I should say, with the Second District Court of Appeals. Attorneys for the Wisconsin Election Commission asked the state Supreme Court on Thursday to take the case directly. On Thursday evening at approximately 8 p.m., the Vernon County Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified of a single vehicle rollover crash in the town of Viroqua. Carter J. Holmes, 17, of Viroqua, was driving north on County Road J near Rockwood Road. The roadway was wet and the operator lost control. The vehicle left the roadway, overturned, and then came to rest upright in a field. Holmes and two passengers, a 16-year-old and a 14-year-old, sustained minor injuries and were transported to Vernon Memorial Health Care by private vehicle. Assisting the Vernon County Sheriff's Office were the Viroqua Police Department, Viroqua Fire Department, Viroqua Emergency Medical Responders, and Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson would like to commend these youths for wearing their seatbelts. Seatbelts most certainly save lives, and this case was likely no exception. Sheriff Torgerson would also like to highlight the dedication of the wonderful first responders for their quick response. A student displayed a pellet gun near a South Central Wisconsin high school in Sauk Prairie. Police say the suspect pulled out the firearm during a Thursday afternoon disturbance outside of Sauk Prairie High School. No shots were fired and no one was injured. The youth is being held in a secure juvenile detention facility. He's facing charges for making terrorist threats, possession of facsimile firearms, and disorderly conduct. Women are being undertreated for open-heart surgeries. A study from UM Health shows thousands of open-heart surgeries are performed every day across the U.S., but for women receiving it or that need it, they are undertreated. The differences between the men and women are not only in the care they receive, but also the research that goes into how the care is provided. When women needed open-heart surgery, they were found to either receive it in a lower quality or go to a lesser quality hospital. Then they usually waited for the procedure as well. Women and men have a lot of biological differences and are using the same practices for both does not always work. Women may also be less likely to have help and someone to take care of them after surgery. The 93rd annual, I should say, Viola Horse and Colt Show continues this evening in Viola. The four-wheel drive truck and tractor pulls are currently being held. A ceremony will take place during the pulling event. Keith Thurst is an organizer of the truck and tractor pulls.
For the past 2 years, we've inducted three people into the Hall of Fame on Saturday evening prime time. It fluctuates between classes, but approximately 7:30, we do have three more inductees going into the Hall of Fame this year, and we stop the poll and give our inductees the time to enjoy and watch our fans enjoy it as well.
Musical entertainment will be featured this evening. Jory Campbell is president of the Horse and Colt Show.
The Monty Burger Band, that's the annual dance. They have quite the following, too. There will be a little bit of a small concession in there for their following crowd that doesn't want to actually partake in the fair stuff.
Monty Burger will be performing at the community building from 6 to 10, and the tradesmen will perform on the polling grounds after the poll. The drawing for the raffle will take place at 10, downtown in the raffle tent. Mr. Ed's Midway rides, as well as food stands and concessions, will be all evening at the 93rd Annual Viola Horse and Colt Show this evening in Biola. General admission is free and no carry-ins are allowed. More info can be found on the Biola Horse and Colt Show Facebook page. The Muscadet Chamber of Commerce 25th Annual Fall Opener Banquet is being held at St. John's Gymnasium in Muscadet. Doors to the event are currently open. A buffet dinner will be served at 6:45. Matt Schneider is Vice President of the Muscadet Chamber.
Along with your ticket cost does include a buffet dinner of steak and fish, along with a lot of great sides, and then entry in our grand prizes and door prizes as well.
After the meal, there will be a live auction, and throughout the evening, there will be a silent auction and raffles, all featuring unique and remarkable items. Ticket prices to the fall opener is $50 per person or $90 per couple. Tickets can be purchased at the event. All proceeds from the fall opener banquet will be used to fund future Muscadet Chamber of Commerce projects. Also during the evening, a special announcement will be made.
We do announce our Citizen of the Year at the event, so we're excited to make that announcement to just add a little bit to the event.
All are welcome to attend the Muscadet Chamber of Commerce 25th Annual Fall Opener Banquet tonight at St. John's Gymnasium in Muscadet. More information can be found on the Muscadet Chamber website. Frank's Hill Effigy Mound Site will be open to the public for observance of the autumnal equinox this evening. Fall officially begins at 7:43 tomorrow morning. You are invited to join a gathering at the Effigy Mound Site near Muscadet to view the sunset and gather around a campfire this evening to bid farewell to summer. Early risers are welcome to view the sunrise tomorrow morning. A short hike will be required to the top of the hill that offers a view of the lower Wisconsin River Valley. You may also visit the site during the day to see the mounds and the Grand Vista. The Three Eagles Foundation will have a tour guide available at 6 this evening prior to the sunset. Participants should arrive by 6 tomorrow morning to view the sunrise. Frank's Hill is located 2 miles west of Muscadet near the intersection of Highway 60 and Highway 193. To learn more about the equinox event or for directions, visit the Three Eagles Foundation website or Facebook page. The events are subject to suitable weather conditions. WRCO News time is 5:12. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a big part of building a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. A living wage, affordable childcare, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When we buy things, that encourages new businesses to open and corporations to hire more workers. It makes no sense to give large tax cuts to the ultra-rich because they can't spend the money they already have. And any extra they get goes into investments, not purchases. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut taxes for the ultra-rich, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone, or tax cuts for the ultra-rich. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Today is Saturday, September 21st. Robert M. Bob Schmitz, 81, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village from complications related to frontal lobe dementia. A memorial mass will be held next Saturday at 11:30 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be at a later date. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center next Saturday from 9 until 11:15 before the departing to the church. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family to be donated to Alzheimer's, Pine Valley Community Village, and a grace. Robert M. Bob Schmitz, 81, of Richland Center.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar. Something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great Saturday so far, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, still a few scattered showers and thunderstorms rumbling across Wisconsin. As of late afternoon, the concentration of them running from near Wisconsin Dells and northward. We should see more breakout, though, coming out of southeast Minnesota heading our way tonight as a cold front charges in from the northwest. These will be with us through early Sunday, then they should gradually slip off to the southeast, and we'll have cooler temperatures as we usher in fall on Sunday, the autumnal equinox at 7:43 in the morning. We are expecting a pretty quiet week ahead as high pressure moves in, kind of sits over Wisconsin, bringing us plenty of dry air. That means a lot of sunshine for the week. Temperatures relatively seasonal. We are expecting a chance of patchy frost in low-lying areas, especially up in the Cranberry Marshes to the north of us, as the early part of the week unfolds. Here's that forecast for the evening. Do expect variably cloudy skies, some spotty showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures dropping down through the 60s by late evening, 59 overnight. Light wind becoming west up to 5. Tomorrow, 50% chance of light rain in the morning. More likely the further south and east you go. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and cooler, high in the upper 60s, with a north wind near 10. Sunday night, decreasing clouds and chilly, low in the mid-40s. Monday, partly cloudy and seasonal, high near 69 degrees. As we look ahead to Tuesday, a few more clouds and still fall-like, low in the mid-40s, high near 68. Wednesday, mainly sunny and milder, low 46 with a high of 74. Thursday, even warmer with lots of sunshine, low 48, high 77. And Friday, mostly sunny and still warm, low at 50 with a high of 78. You have yourself a great evening out there. Again, expect some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Low temperature later tonight, 59 degrees. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 69 degrees after a daytime high of 79 and a morning low of 53. Yesterday's high was 84 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1908 is 89 degrees with a record low of 26 set back in 1956. Last year's high was 81 with a low of 58. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:01 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:48. Winds are out of the southwest at 6 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.82. Our relative humidity is at 74%, and so it feels like 68 degrees outside, and we had a trace of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 69 degrees. And just a reminder, there is a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Vernon County and northern Crawford County, and that is until 5:45 this evening.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them, and they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
The economy is doing well, so why are gas and grocery prices not going down? The good economy has resulted in corporate profits at record highs. But what are the corporations doing with their profits? Are they increasing the wages of workers in proportion to their profits? No. Are they decreasing the cost of their products? No. They are paying their CEOs huge bonuses and manipulating their stock to benefit their investors. In addition, mergers have allowed them to eliminate competition and set prices however they want. The problem is that politicians refuse to regulate corporations to make sure they serve the American people. Consumer protections that impose a federal ban on corporate price gouging and increased scrutiny of potential mergers could address this problem. Check the policy positions of the politicians you will vote for in November and ask them if they support consumer protections to make the economy work for all of us.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
There's high school football action today, and in 8-player football this afternoon, North Crawford beat Monticello by a score of 52-0, and Wisconsin Heights beat DeSoto 52-12. A couple of local scores to pass along from last night. Ithaca went 5-0 on the season as they dominated Cashden by a score of 42-7 yesterday evening. Also, Richland Center lost to New Glarus by a score of 20-8. It was River Ridge over Riverdale by a score of 39-0 as well. And on Thursday, there was cross-country action going on at Crunch Sage Park in Boscobel. And in girls' varsity team scores, a couple local teams participated, Richland Center and River Valley. And in girls' action, Richland Center took 6 overall in team action. And those that placed include Grace Fretz at 14th with a time of 20:29.6. Also, Pearl Fretz placed 18th with a time of 20:57.8. Rachel Waterfall placed 27th with a time of 54. And Shanice Anderson placed 44th with a time of 24:27.8. And Elizabeth Wordsma got 46. She came in with a time of 24:52.7. Also in girls, it was River Valley placing 8th overall. Brielle Grant placed 13th with a time of 20:08.8. Molly Mays, 21st with a time of 21:26.1. Evelyn Triplin at 47th with a time of 24:58.4. Lucy Spahn came in 53rd with a time of 26:19.1. And Grace Morey with a time of 29:39.2. In boys, Richland Center placed 4th place. And those that placed include Ryan Stadler in 7th place with a time of 16:47.8. Clayton Lee, 9th with a time of 16:54.1. Kirsten Culver, 25th with a time of 18:07.1. Dane Schwartz placed 33rd with a time of 18:36.6. Mike Meyer, 36, with a time of 18:43.7. Ethan Haiti had placed 41st with a time of 18:55.5. And Connor Montz placed 68th with a time of 21:45.2. And River Valley placed 11th in boys cross country on Thursday. Coming in 29th, it was Jackson Thatcher with a time of 1827.2. Bryce Ferguson, 47th, with a time of 1944. Bennett Woodhouse, 66th, with a time of 2127.8. Isaac Lemix came in 69th place with a time of 2157.3. And Dylan Kane came in 70th, I should say, with a time of 2213.8. The Wisconsin Badgers did not play today. They had the day off, but there was a few Big Ten scores to pass along. First of all, Ohio State beat Marshall by a score of 48-14. It was Indiana over Charlotte, 52-14, and Maryland beat Villanova by a score of 38-20. Also in WIAC action, it was Michigan Tech beating Oshkosh by a score of 44-7. Bethel over Eau Claire, 51-30. River Falls beat Greenville by a score of 66-7. Platteville, 42. Wabash, 21. And Mary Hardin Baylor over Wisconsin Whitewater, 35-17. Lourdes Gurriel's Jr. came off the injured list and hit a tie-breaking homer in the sixth inning as the Arizona Diamondbacks bounced back after blowing a four-run lead and beat the Milwaukee Brewers 7-4 last night. The Diamondbacks moved into the sole possession of the NL's second wildcard spot by taking a one-game lead over the New York Mets. The Atlanta Braves are three games behind the Diamondbacks and two games behind the Mets. Arizona's Ketel Marte hit his 33rd homer and also doubled, and William Contreras and Garrett Mitchell hit back-to-back homers, and Joey Ortiz also went deep for the Brewers. And you can hear the broadcast of tonight's game in game three of the four-game series, with the pregame starting at 5:35 and the first pitch at 6:10. And you can hear that on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. And Green Bay Packers quarterback Jordan Love is still listed as questionable for tomorrow's game with Tennessee as he continues his recovery from a knee injury. Love has been practicing on a limited basis of the last 3 days after sitting out of the Packers' 16-10 victory over the Indianapolis Colts. And you can hear Packer action tomorrow, right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. The pregame will start at 10 with kickoff at noon. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simons Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. And always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simons Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare Supplement Insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simons Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simons Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment, and they have the means to make it happen. Simons Recreation Complex, where age is just a number, and fitness is for everyone.
And just a reminder, there is still a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Vernon County and northern Crawford County, and that is until 5:45 this evening.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Jay's Power Center's mission is to provide the best buying experience for its customers. With a large inventory of new and used motorcycles, ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, scooters, and dirt bikes, you'll find the perfect vehicle for you. Plus, Jay's offers a full service center for your motorcycle, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or any power sports vehicle. Fun and good times begin at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg.
It's time for the Backtracking Show on WRCO Radio, our pregame show for Those Were the Days. We'll be taking you back to some 70s and 80s headlines here on WRCO for the next half hour or so. Phil Nee with you as we go back in time, first of all, to this week in 1977. The first Elvis Presley convention was held. It was shortly following his death that year. It was held in Memphis, Tennessee. That's a good one. Elvis Presley on WRCO Radio back in 1977. This song was doing well on the Billboard Top 40. Number 7 this week in 77 for the Emotions.
The Emotions and the Best of My Love on the Backtrack and Show from WRCO. How you doing? It's a stormy day. Where did this come from? I don't believe this was predicted, but lots of watches and warnings out for the area. The latest brand new one here today, the National Weather Service in La Crosse has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for central Crawford County. That is until 6 tonight. Just a few minutes ago, a severe thunderstorm was located 12 miles northwest of Boscobel or 17 miles southeast of Lansing, moving southeast at 30 miles per hour. There are 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and reports of some hail as well. This severe thunderstorm remains over mainly rural areas of central Crawford County, including the likes of Wazika, Seneca, Highway 27, along with Steuben and Harris Ridge. So if you're in that area, take shelter. And for your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning for Crawford County. And that's central Crawford County until 6 o'clock tonight. We'll keep you posted from WRCO Radio. You'd think by this time of year, we'd be kind of past this severe stuff. But with the humidity and whatnot, and a quick drop in temperatures, some areas today that were really affected by it as well. Down in Arena area, lots of tree damage from winds that blew through and some other damage to property in that area today because of a quick-moving storm and lots of wind. More of the Backtracking Show is coming up here.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. The book of John, chapter 8, records the story of the woman caught in adultery who was brought before Jesus by the Jewish religious leaders. Wanting to stone her to death for her sin, but also wanting to trap Jesus, they told Jesus that Mosaic law said such a sinner should be stoned to death. So they wanted to know if Jesus would condemn her for her sin. Jesus looked at them and said, "The one who is without sin should be the one who throws the first rock." Dropping their rocks and walking away, they left the woman standing alone in front of Jesus, who was the only one who had never sinned and who could legitimately throw the first rock. I'm sure there was much fear in the woman, but Jesus asked, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." It doesn't say that Jesus forgave her, but it does say that he didn't condemn her, which tells me that he erased her sin so much that there was nothing less to condemn. But what Jesus said next was the most telling of his work in his lives. But what Jesus said next was the most telling of his work in our lives. Jesus said to her, "Go and leave your life of sin." I've heard so many times that we're just sinners saved by grace. The sad thing is that I think Christians sometimes use that as an excuse for continuing to sin. But Jesus said, "Go and leave your life of sin." So people of God, let's live in the power of Christ and the Holy Spirit and leave our lives of sin so that those around us can see the work of Christ in us and glorify our Father in heaven.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Currently 69 degrees at WRCO Radio as we get you set for the night. And those were the day's broadcast. A severe thunderstorm warning for central Crawford goes into effect now until 6 o'clock this evening for some higher wind and a little bit of hail. Some of the storms have had a history of those today moving in. Later tonight on Those Were the Days, we'll be going back to this weekend in 1988. That was the year that solo eagle Glenn Frey had a song on the radio during the month of September called True Love.
the truth. Love.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg has everything to make the outdoors awesome. From Polaris ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, timber sled kits, and slingshots, there's a great lineup of Can-Am ATVs and UTVs, genuine scooters, Rayhu dirt bikes, and Ski-Doo snowmobiles. And that's just a partial list of Jay's Power Center. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg, ready to get you and the family outside.
Jay's Power Center, get on out.
It's time for the Jay's Power Center Power Play. As we get going with more music here on WRCO, it was this week in 1976 when Boston's first album entered the Billboard album chart, where it climbed to number 3 and became the fastest-selling single debut album in rock and roll music history. The LP contained a total of 3 hit singles and some mammoth album tracks as well.
WRCO.
Leave it all behind.
A power play from the Backtrackin' Show from the very first Boston album. That's called Hitchin' a Ride. Well, some celebrities born around this time. Let's see. September 23rd, Ray Charles, also born on the 23rd. Julio Iglesias, Jerry Corbetta of Sugarloaf, Green-Eyed Lady, and Don't Call Us, We'll Call You fame. And Bruce Springsteen, born in 1949 on September 23rd. Celebrity birthdays on September 24th include James Shepherd of the Limelights, also born on this day, the late, great Jim Henson, 1936. Linda McCartney was born September 24th of 1941, and Jerry Marsden of Jerry and the Pacemakers in 1942. And also on the 24th, Mel Taylor, drummer for The Ventures, Barbara Albert of The Angels, the big song My Boyfriend's Back, of course, and Rosalie Hawkins was born in 1944, the lead vocalist for The Dixie Cups. Let's go now to 1983. A number one song on the Billboard pop chart belonged to Billy Joel.
Away. You know I don't like watching anybody make the same mistakes I made. She's a real nice girl and she's always there for you. But a nice girl wouldn't tell you what you should do. Oh, listen, boy, I'm sure that you think you got it all under control. You don't want somebody telling you the way to stay in someone's soul. You're a big boy now.
said that you're for real. Tell her about it. Tell her all your crazy dreams. Let her know you need her. Let her know how much she means. Listen, boy, it's not automatically a certain guarantee. To ensure yourself, you've got to provide communication constantly. When you love someone, you're always insecure. And that's only one good way to reassure. Tell her about it, let her know how much you care. When she can't be with you, tell her you wish you were there. Tell her about it every day before you leave. Pay her some attention, give her something to believe. 'Cause now and then she'll get to worrying, just because you have been spoken for so long. And though you may not have done anything, will that be consolation when she's gone? Listen, boy, it's good information from a man who's made mistakes. Just a word or two that she gets from you could be the difference that it makes. She's a trusting soul, she's put her trust in you. But a girl like that won't tell you what you should do. To accept that you're for real. Tell her about it. Tell her all your crazy dreams. Let her know you need her. Let her know how much she means.
A song that reigned supreme this weekend in 1983. Thank you again for going backtracking with us here on WRCO Radio. Chart data taken from Joel Whitburn's Record Research in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. This is Phil Nee wishing you the best until we talk again later. This is the pregame show for Those Were the Days, so we hope you'll stay tuned for that as well. Right here on the radio, Saturday night. Hope you're enjoying the weekend. And make sure to keep it tuned right here. WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center and WRCO.com.
What's better than one win? Three wins. With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit StraightTalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Today's forecast calls for overnight lows of 59 with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Sunday, a 50% chance of light rain and a high of 68. Monday, near 70. It's been a bit stormy this afternoon. Again, we didn't see this coming all week long, but it's been stormy today and some National Weather Service warnings and watches. The latest now is issued for eastern Grant County until 6:45. Just a bit ago, a severe thunderstorm located near Boscobel or 18 miles northeast of Prairie du Chien, moving southeast at 40 miles per hour. Again, more wind gusts with quarter-size hail indicated in this storm. The severe storm is around Boscobel at this time and moving around toward Fenimore in just a few minutes from right now. So be aware if you're in that area.